I see you have a Dakimakura, an enemy body pillow. So, is this one of those ironic weeb things, or do you actually cuddle it at night? Yeah, it looks comfortable, I'm sure. I feel like cuddling your pillow isn't the only thing you do with it, though. Am I right? You strike me as the type of guy who would hump his body pillow. It kind of seems like more effort than necessary to get off that way. You could just pull down your pants and grab your cock and stroke. But I guess you like to feel suffocated in your pants. Isn't that painful? So since you're denial-loving, pillow-humping pervert, and you don't take your cock out, I guess that means you just hump until you come in your pants and make a mess all over yourself. That's weird and gross. It must feel shameful when you come in your pants and then all the cum you made starts to soak through the fabric of your pants. And then he might leave a little cum stain on your waifu. I think if she were real, she'd probably call you a loser for doing that. That gets you off, doesn't it? I wonder how many cum stains your poor waifu pillow has had to endure from you. Maybe I should get you to demonstrate it for me one day, so I can laugh. What? It's embarrassing to think about that. I mean, yeah, that's why I want to do it. You like being embarrassed. The thought of being put in an embarrassing situation like that makes your cock excited, doesn't it? So you should thank me instead of complaining and saying that's embarrassing. It's a good thing that it's embarrassing. I want to see the shameful way you get off. I should take a video of you doing that for my own amusement, to keep it as a memory whenever I need a laugh. And I'd take some pictures of the aftermath, too. Even if you go off with your pants up, humping the body pillow, not taking your cock out, when you finish and you make a mess of cum all over yourself, I might just make you pull your pants down so I can see the mess of cum that you've made, and so I can take a picture of your flaccid cock, covered in your gross pervert cum, next to your anime waifu body pillow. Do you even imagine having sex with your waifu? Thrusting your cock inside her and feeling her tight, warm pussy? Or do you just imagine getting denied by her? Cause I feel like it's the second one. Even in your fantasies, you still imagine yourself as a denied loser. Aww. That's almost kind of cute. As much as I've made fun of you for humping your pillow, I think it's kind of innocent and adorable that you do it. You hug her tightly sometimes when you do it too, don't you? Aww. You're so cute and subby. Hugging your cute little anime pillow to make your cock feel good. Now I'm thinking of what you must look like, cuddled up with your waifu body pillow. Arms wrapped around her after you've came in your pants. Would you be embarrassed if I saw you like that? Aww. You're an adorable, pathetic little pillow humper, aren't you? How long have you been doing this for? I'm guessing that it must feel natural for you to do this for so many years. It just feels comfortable and natural this way, huh? That's cute. It makes me giggle to think about how your poor, struggling cock is throbbing so much and just wishes that I could escape from being suffocated in your pants. But you just keep being mean to it, not letting your cock out to breathe, and just continuing to hump until you come on yourself. Oh, I just thought of something else that's kind of cute. Sometimes, when you don't feel like cleaning yourself or your waifu pillow, you probably just hump until you're at the edge of orgasm, and then you make yourself stop, so you're left with full, blue, sore, aching balls. But you don't let yourself come, so you don't make a mess and you don't have to clean stuff up. Is that true? I imagine that must feel good for you. To feel denied, horny, swollen, stupid, and submissive. With your full balls, because you didn't let yourself come. You don't even need anyone to deny you. You do it yourself. That's extremely submissive. I wonder how adorably low, pathetic, and submissive you might become if you were at the mercy of a bratty, dominant little bitch who told you what to do. It's just a thought.